بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن شهر بن حوشب رحمة الله عليه قال قلت لأم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها يا أم المؤمنين ما كان أكثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان عندك؟ قالت كان أكثر دعائه يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. رواه الترمذي. هذا شهر بن حوشب رحمة الله عليه. He says that I asked Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was one of the Mubarak wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He addressed her as Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, O the mother of the believers. Being the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially she was the mother of the believers. Again, here we learn an important thing, that when we addressing a senior person, then we shouldn't be using the words you, rather we should, or calling the person directly by their name, you should try and give them a very respectable name. Imagine talking to one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This happened after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's asking this question, he's inquiring about deen, but the way he's approaching and asking, he's saying, Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, O the mother of the believers. What a beautiful way. Islam is teaching us so much of respect, so much of adab. And if we look at the culture of the West, and we look at the culture that is generally taught to us today, is that every person is just called by their name. To take a title of respect is used very seldom these days. So therefore we should try and maintain this tradition we have. Many times it happens that we call our parents and our uncles by names, Urdu names or Gujarati names, whatever names, but they're still titles of respect. So we should try and maintain that in the family. Often it will happen now that the children growing up, they may still say uncle and auntie. So we should correct them and say, this is the correct title to use. These are the correct names, because this increases the adab in the family. And this is very important. Look how beautifully he is asking Hazrat Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. He is addressing her as Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, O the mother of the believers. Anyway, he goes on to ask, Ma kana aktharu du'a'i Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kana indak. What was the du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked or made the most when he was with you? In other words, when it was your turn, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take turns with his various wives. So when it was your turn and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with you, then what du'a would he make the most? This was his question. So she replied, قالت كان أكثر دعائه. The du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the most is Ya مقلب القلوب, O the turner of hearts. Ya مقلب القلوب, O the turner of hearts. This word muqallib actually refers to ulat palat karne wala, to turn something upside down, complete somersault. So, oh the turner of hearts, oh the one who is able to turn the hearts completely, Ya muqallib al qulub, oh the turner of hearts, thabbit qalbi ala deenik, make my heart firm upon deen. Turn my heart and make my heart firm upon deen. Now here also we understand something, that when it comes to this heart of ours, the person or the zat that can turn our hearts to deen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often you find a person that was very, very far away from deen. There was no sign of deen in his life. Something had just happened. Maybe there was a sudden death in the family, or maybe he sat for one bayan, or maybe he went for one ijtima, or maybe this person went for hajj and he came back, and suddenly this person now is so regular and so pabund on deen. So the person that changed his life suddenly was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, one thing for us to remember is a person who is practicing deen, he should never be confident, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can just turn his heart over night and he can go far away from deen. And also a person who is far away from deen, he should never lose hope. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns his heart, he makes the correct effort, Allah Pak turns his heart, overnight that sinner can become a pious person. Therefore no sinner should lose hope, and no pious person should be confident of himself. This dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that no pious person should be confident of himself, because at the last moment also, if his iman was not right all along, at that last moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn his heart correct, Allah can turn his heart away. That person that was a sinner, a gunigar, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw some good, or Allah liked, Allah wanted him to get hidayat at the last minute he will get hidayat. So this is teaching us that also. Something else we learn from another hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, that the words are added a little bit more than what we find in these words that have just been mentioned. Hazrat once Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam why he recited this supplication so often. So she asked Rasulullah sallam, why do you make this particular dua so often? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he remarked, he said, O Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, there is no person except that his heart is between the two fingers of Rahman. There is no person except that his heart is between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman. He keeps straight those whose hearts he wishes, and he misguides those who he wishes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that so easily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide a person. And if Allah Pak doesn't wish hidayat for a person, then that's the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, the heart of every person is between the fingers of Rahman. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. O our sustainer, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided, our hearts. Do not cause it to go astray. And the next part of the dua, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. Grant us your mercy, for verily you are the great giver, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a great thing. So here again we remember and we learn that never ever be confident of ourselves. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, turn your, see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us, turn your heart. O Allah, make this dua that, O Allah, turn my heart to deen. So don't be confident. Always make this dua that Allah Pak must turn our hearts. And at the most crucial time is at the time of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must cause our hearts to be facing Him. Our hearts must be facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine, he could have just made this dua and told the Sahaba that you all need to learn this dua. It's important for you all. I'm already the Nabi of Allah. But yet he would do this excessively when he was with one of his wives. In other words, even in his home also, he would excessively make this dua to show that how much more fearful we have to be. How much more fearful. How fearful we should be that what is the condition of our iman. We don't know what is the condition of iman and what will our condition of our iman be at that last moment, that crucial moment. So therefore this dua is very, very important, that at that last moment Allah Pak must cause our hearts to face Him and to be steadfast on iman. Let us read this dua one time. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. سبحان الله بحمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.